we alluded to this crazy thing. If you were up early, they actually announced it last night,
mm-hmm.
probably after I went to bed.
Yeah.
There was an announcement that I first read on the Hill website, but KRWG has also covered it, and so has Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
But the feds announced, no reason given except, quote, security, unquote, that the El Paso airport would be closed, was closed
yeah.
already, and would be closed and reopened February 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's for security reasons, nothing more.
Yeah. And, well, if I can, just more specifically, it's not just the El Paso airport, but the airspace. So
yes,
that also
you.
Included Santa Teresa
yes,
airport.
Yes, good point. I was going to mention that. Yes,
yeah.
It's the airspace over El Paso. And it includes Sunland Park and Santa Teresa. And they gave no reason. Obviously, it was something we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then Carlos, like our good friend Carlos, who's also been on the show, emailed it to me. And I said, yeah, I'm planning to talk about it. And he just emailed, as we were already sitting here, too late to do any more research, that they've changed their mind.
Right.
And it is open, and it also gave a reason that somebody at the White House says the reason is that Mexican cartel drones invaded the airspace.
Oh, interesting.
So I had been thinking of it as one more example of the madness,
right.
And wondering if they were closing up our airport the way they refused to help New York and New Jersey with, with transportation under the Hudson River, because New York refused to help name Penn Station after some guy sitting in the Casablanca. I forget the name.
Yeah, I don't know.
One time, I'm going to resolve that we don't mention that name the whole half hour.
Well, I was thinking that it was military on our side. There was some sort of military operation that was going to happen. And so then that's why they said everybody,
that makes sense.
you know, can't fly in our area because something was going to happen.
They could be practicing flights or
Right.
That was a good guess. I didn't even have a guess.
Yeah.
But it's too early in the morning.
But how interesting, though, that now, like it, that it happened so quickly. It was like supposed to be for 10 days and then now it's lifted. So is the assumption then the threat is now gone? I mean, I guess so. It'd have to be, right?
I would think that either they've had communications with the cartel, maybe it was an accident and the cartel apologized I don't know.
I would foresee that happening, the cartel apologizing. Whoopsies. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Explained or something. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might if Mr. Trump said, I don't care if you're in a different country, I'm going to blow you out of the water.
Right.
We have a lot of interesting weapons we can send your way. We got drones, too.
Yeah. That is true.
Ukraine lent us some drones. And
well.
We could get you guys. At any rate. The El Paso airport, if you heard that it was going to be closed and worried about that because you were flying somewhere, stop worrying.
Right. Don't cancel your flights.
And if you hadn't heard it, don't pay us any attention. But.
Yeah. It's interesting. It caused so much frenzy, for that brief window of 6 hours or so. And or 7 hours, 8 hours, and now, business as usual.
Well, at least they had a reason. most of what goes on these days, you can't say that about.
That is true, right? And it wasn't out of spite for our being sanctuary cities or serving our neighbors, who cross into our communities. So.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of governmental misconduct around the country, probably around the world, but I've particularly been unhappy with what happened in Fulton County, which I'll mention in a moment, and also what happened in Doña Ana County. Still waiting for those folks to explain why they trespassed a citizen without going through any kind of due process where they gave him a fair hearing or right to appeal or anything else, just said, get out of here, and then threw him in jail for a day when he showed up to, was quietly waiting to speak, but not allowed to be there, according to the county. I'm still waiting for them to explain, you know, everybody else in the world figures if you got a First Amendment right to speak at a limited public forum, like a city or council public input session, you can't be deprived of it just because somebody wants to. You have to get due process.
Yeah.
And the county doesn't think so and has refused to give any indication of, you know, why they think they don't have to follow that. And maybe that, maybe we'll find out they're right, but it's weird.
Well, I don't know if weird. It feels like it's business as usual, as they've been doing, right? Or as they've been conducting.
And it's related to their pals, I think, at Jupiter, because the individual had been protesting Jupiter, trying to videotape conversations, in one case that a sitting commissioner, now off the commission, was talking to somebody from the Jupiter part of the world.
Project.
And this guy in the commission chambers, and this guy was trying to videotape, and they didn't like that. Told him, you can't do that. And then they also complained that he intrusively videotaped civilians in the parking lot. And I'm guessing, I keep meaning to ask him, but I'm guessing those were, you know,
Jupiter
folks who visiting. I doubt they were, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some
exactly.
poor folks from Sunland Park trying to get their water straightened out.
You know, yeah, and I know that some folks have mentioned that that him recording, you know, makes people uncomfortable or is intrusive. Right. But yeah, I'm sorry, but you are an elected official, and that you're in the course of
Number one, you're an elected official. Number two, there are specific Tenth Circuit and Supreme Court cases saying.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a case in the Tenth Circuit where a guy, you know, probably a local gadfly pain in the butt like the one here, was videotaping cops, and they came, and they didn't actually take his video camera or cell phone or whatever it was the way somebody at the county did illegally once. But they stepped in front of him. They shined flashlights into his lens and basically prevented him from videotaping a cop in action on the streets. And 10th Circuit said, nah, you can't do that. He's got a right to videotape public officials. And may come as a shock to the county commissioners. But guess what? They are at least meant to be public officials. A lot of people are questioning whether they are these days. And I've got a lot of questions for Nathan Small next time he comes on the show. You know, if you're going to be sort of the ambassador for Jupiter, because you believe in it, despite your background as kind of an environmentalist.
Right.
It's a bad look to take 10,000 from them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more, we don't know, because they have been known, Jupiter has been known, to offer money for campaigns. Gee, if you, you know, if you like us, we'll like you. We'll give you $50,000 for your campaign. Well, you can't do that. The laws only allow, I think it's 10, might be 5, but whatever an individual can do or a company. And they say, well, we know a lot of people. Hello?
That is so definitely illegal.
I'll be curious to research, you know, Nathan. I couldn't get to the right place on the Secretary of State yesterday when I tried because I'm getting old. But anyway, a lot of questions.
We shall see.
And a lot of questions also about the feds invading Fulton County. What they did, and of course this is in the context of Mr. Trump worrying that his party's going to lose in November of this year,
right?
In the by-election, the off non-presidential midterms.
Yeah.
But and him talking about nationalizing the elections and making a bunch of false claims that a lot of non-citizens vote, so we got to make it harder for people. in the midst of that, they actually invaded Fulton County. The FBI did a search. But the interesting thing is, for that, you got to get a search warrant from a judge. And I looked, I looked it up, and it was some magistrate judge in the federal level.
Okay.
And it'll be curious to see, I mean, in the real world, she probably ought to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Because they did this on the affidavit of one of the election denier clowns that spout the same stuff that investigators disproved, you know, some years ago. And if that's what he put in his affidavit, what, first of all, you got questions about him and perjury because affidavits are supposed to be from personal knowledge. And I'll be curious. You know, I think the affidavit has been unsealed. What is he claiming as personal knowledge of that wasn't already litigated, you know?
Right, previously.
A good while ago.
Well, what were they looking for? What were, did what was expected to be found, and what were they planning on doing?
I don't know exactly, but they took a lot of records, and the officials in Fulton County are saying, you know, well, that's not very nice, but the worst part is we ain't got copies.
Oh, no. So they took original documents.
They took original documents, of course, and the Fulton County people don't have, and given the fact that these people, you know, going through this election denial stuff that actually got some people arrested and pardoned by somebody, I suspect.
Yeah.
but, you know, given that, you really got to wonder, what was that judge going on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's plenty, right, around the country that that are Trump sympathizers slash supporters who are sort of just falling in line and doing what he wants them to do.
And you got to wonder, if, you know, will Fulton County get its documents back?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll get all the registration rolls, all the names on there that aren't Hispanic will be returned.
Well, right. And then
how do we know they won't do
right.
that?
Right. And what happens to those voters, you know? And
we know truth doesn't matter.
Right.
Law doesn't matter.
Right. So is this setting precedent, you know, for other states? I mean, just think about New Mexico, you know? Well, I mean, Texas, just along the U.S.-Mexico border, how many, you know, Hispanic/Latino-sounding names, right? Just that in and of itself.
Yes.
Are on the registration rolls.
And, of course, in Fulton County, you know, there are people of darker skin color that you know, the feds might
not
want to return their voter registration. You know, so half the people in, you know, in Atlanta will go to the polls and... is Fulton County Atlanta, or is it just an Atlanta suburb?
That I'm not too sure about.
Anyway.
But, right.
A lot of people in Fulton County will go, you know, and...
Yeah. Well,
you're not registered.
I would imagine they're going to ask people to re-register. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've been registered in Fulton County, just re-register. I think if, you know...
I would if I were... But not everybody gets that news. Not everybody's paying as much attention to the news as you and I are, because we have to get on in front of these microphones and babble sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and too bad, too, they don't have the same day voter registration as we do here in New Mexico, huh?
A lot of places don't.
Yeah.
That's true. State legislature, you were going to talk about one of the things they are now considering.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, too, that we can have that conversation with Steve Fishman. But as you know, we're coming very close to the end of the legislative session. But today, on the floor, they're going to hear SB 18, which is the Clear Horizons Act. And, you know, there's a handful of organizations that have been trying to get this passed for many, many years. And
what is it for the layperson listening, or the show, or the co-host right. listening who doesn't remember what it is?
Yeah, so it is a bill that's trying to sign, basically trying to create statutes around what our governor, right, in terms of the executive order around moving away from oil and gas and, mm-hmm. you know, preservation of our environment.
Oh, it's trying to codify what she said as an executive order?
Exactly. Ah. And so, it you know, it's all around the oil and gas industry in particular, but large polluters in our state, and put some guardrails and limits on how much. Oh, we have a caller. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Yoli D is here.
Well, howdy.
Howdy. I have a question that, since you all are talking about issues, I just want to know if there's a requirement by a statute for an entity like a hospital to do certain reporting and they finally comply, but there is, well, I'm going to call it willful concealment. What do you think could happen with something like that?
Well, I think you call Raul and hope that the Attorney General will take some action.
Well, that's a good thing to say. Yeah, I don't know that I can call Raul, but of course there's other actions. But
well, you can certainly communicate with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah,
and certainly with the news media, which I guess you're kind of doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, the news media, because you're kind of
yep.
you wear a lot of hats.
So what did the hospital? What kind of material? Misrepresentation. Concealment is a misrepresentation.
Well, and I wonder if it's more than a willful, a misrepresentation. It makes me wonder if they are intentionally withholding this information and its data.
So I
just wondered if there's any kind of, is it a misdemeanor? Is it a felony? Will someone pay attention? That sort of thing.
Will anybody pay attention? I would certainly bring it to the attention of the city, which has some contractual ability to push MMC hard.
Right. So I wanted to know your thoughts because, you know, you all have a lot of great conversation. And, I think the national news is kind of challenging, but maybe a little bit more in trying to make an impact in our community could help. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's why I bring it up.
Offline, send me a succinct email describing, you know, what the reporting was and what they missed, and maybe we'll get in a column, and you certainly should advise the city and the county. The city has a pretty good lawyer. The county has an interim something or other who has not impressed a lot of us yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she didn't have much experience with public law, if any, before they hired her, so maybe she'll come along. At any rate, I would certainly tell the city and county and hope for the best.
Yes, excellent, Peter. Thank you.
Take care.
I appreciate it, and I will follow up with you. Thank you.
Bye. Had you finished your thought on SB 18?
Oh, yes. Let me just get back there. Okay. So what it intends to do is set into law limits on how much greenhouse gases New Mexico can emit. So, again, another... And this is really focusing
right.
on producers. And like I said, so there's a handful, maybe a little more, of organizations around the state who've been trying to get this passed for many, many years. And to my knowledge, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has made the decision that she wants to sort of codify, like, you know, move this bill in particular and seal her legacy around being environmentally conscious friendly governor. So there's a lot of hope around it getting passed. However, there's still a lot of opposition from the Republican side about whether or not this is a good thing for New Mexico. So
and where's anyway. Nathan Small stand?
TBD. It's in the Senate right now. Yeah, we haven't really heard from his camp where he stands, and for sure have heard that there are some Democrats that are against it and are going to vote against it. So it's going to be a squeaker if it
surprised.
Does get passed. Yeah,
a lot of money comes in from oil companies.
It does
to all these folks.
Right, right. It does, and so specifically though. What this bill doesn't do is doesn't regulate microgrids. And so that's
so it
right.
It doesn't touch Jupiter.
It does not.
No wonder the governor feels free to vote for it.
Right.
Or to commend its passage.
Right.
Get the vote,
right. And what it can actually do. Yeah. So anyway, so, you know, it's worthwhile in terms of.
It's worthwhile, but it's not as worthwhile as it would be if we had a better state government.
Yes, exactly. That actually regulated. Yes.
That weren't in the pocket of the billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we love the environment, but we have to make exceptions for our friends.
Yeah.
And the Blackstone acquisition that we're going to talk about with Steve Fishman, the last part of this two-hour show, is pretty appalling, too, as far mm-hmm. as I can tell. It'd be interesting to see how that goes and to learn more about it from Steve. I want to touch on two other things. One of them is, can't say too often in connection with this whole immigration fuss, some years ago, because the U.S. was greedy, the border jumped right over us.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, depending on whose story you take, the Rio Grande or the whatever that other river is, and there was a little border argument, and then, we made excuses to go start a Mexican war that Thoreau and other smart people were saying, no, this is crazy, because we wanted San Francisco and other beautiful countryside between Washington and San Francisco, and we got it. So the border jumped,
mm-hmm.
From some ways south of us, north. I mean, actually, the border with Mexico had been in, southern Wyoming.
mm-hmm.
And whoa, now this is the U.S.
Right.
And
so stolen land, right?
That's
got to
mean something in terms of how this area functions and how self-righteous you can get about people coming here. But the other one was, there was a police shooting.
There was.
Sunday.
Yes.
And I loathe two kinds of people. If you're out there, you know who I'm talking to. One is the people who say, a cop shot somebody. He's got to be right.
Mm-mm.
And the other people who say, a cop shot somebody. He's got to be a murderer. That's got to be wrong. Whatever, before they see any evidence, or even when the evidence so far indicates, the guy was chasing a bicycle thief, the bicycle thief shot at him. And I'm not advocating the idea that he should just turn the other cheek to a guy shooting a gun at him. If somebody out there is, we'll talk about it next time I'm on the show.
We don't have time. Yeah, I would have liked to dug into that one.